is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Lash Law, the legislation was passed in 1844 when the Oregon Country, as it was called then, was bigger than Texas, encompassing what is now part of five western states. The law said that any black person, free or slave, would be whipped twice a year until he or she shall quit the territory. Later, leaders prohibited black people from coming to the territory. Unbelievable. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says salmonella infections linked to pet poultry are the source of eight outbreaks that have sickened nearly 400 people in 47 states this year. In mid-April, after Harvard administrators discovered that there were offensive, racially charged meme exchange, at least 10 incoming students who participated in the chat, a private Facebook page, received letters informing them that their offers of admission had been revoked. More controversy has erupted in the wake of London killings when Clay Higgins, a Louisiana congressman, called for killing all radicalized Islamic suspects. A test given to freshmen and seniors in 200 U.S. colleges finds that there is little progress in having imparted the ability to think, make arguments, assess evidence, or interpret data. Supreme Court has refused to review North Carolina districting case, which has been ruled to be racially discriminatory. Lawyers of all persuasions and even the Wall Street Journal are arguing that Trump's recent Twitter surge attacking the London mayor is undermining his travel ban and the Justice Department, as well as his case on appeal to the Supreme Court. Five Arab nations, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Bahrain, and Yemen, have moved to isolate Qatar, suspending diplomatic relations and cutting off land, sea, and air travel to and from Qatar, accusing the monarchy there of supporting Sunni Islamic terrorism and Iranian designs on the region. Drug overdose deaths likely exceeded 59,000 in 2016, an estimated 19% increase over 2015. Fewer than 4,000 tigers remain in the wild. Tigers are farmed now for their meat, and that number that are being farmed outnumber total wild populations. Studies indicate that students at schools that contract with a healthy school lunch vendor score higher on statewide achievement tests, with a 4% improvement in test scores above schools with less healthy meals. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.